Now, once upon a time, Irish wool was a very valuable, it was really valuable. It was used for clothing and later on for carpets. But times and tastes and breeds of sheep have changed. And nowadays, the price of getting a sheep shorn is probably greater than the price a farmer will get for a fleece. In effect, wool has become an unwanted byproduct of the sheep industry. There are moves afoot to change this. The Irish Grown Wool Council is one initiative. Another initiative is down in County Wicklow. There, Zoe Daly and Lionel Mackey have been on a quest to find an Irish wool from which they can make their knits and woven blankets. Against all conventional wisdom, they have managed to create a fine quality Irish grown wool. And Suzanne Campbell went to find out more and met some friendly sheep as she arrived on the farm.
Come on. Come on, go girls. Come on.
She likes that bucket of food.
They're like the alpha sheep in the flock. So she follows the bucket, so they all follow her.
Yeah.
It's great.
Near Dinard in County Wicklow, I'm looking at businessman and farmer Lionel Mackey's sheep. These Romney and blue-faced Leicesters are a little unusual around here, as they are bred not just for meat, but for their wool.
They've got a really big frame.
They're quite
a tall sheep.
Yeah.
While the Romney is more of a kind of a stocky breed, blue-faced are bringing milk to the table and a big frame. The Romney would be, I suppose, more of a dual-purpose breed,
okay.
for the factory and for the wool.
So my granny, 9 years ago from Sligo, she hand-knit me a baby blanket for my daughter. And I just thought it was the best thing I'd ever had as a new mother. You know, you're getting to know all these things and you're worried about the baby. Is it too hot, too cold? Is it sweating? Can it breathe? And wool, this wool blanket seemed to have all the answers.
Zoe Daly is Lionel's partner, and it was her journey to find Irish wool and Irish wool products that led her to this farm.
Wool is temperature regulating, it's breathable, cellular, fire resistant, antibacterial, anti-dust, all of these things. So I just kind of started becoming obsessed with wool. Mm. And also the idea that, you know, a handmade item, it's very much in our heritage, but it's a rare thing to get as well. So I just thought, as a little business idea, wouldn't it be great to emulate this? Go get beautiful wool, get it handmade and sell it as a product, because I noticed it's a dying art. So I thought for the story, it would be nice to go to the farm, get the wool, do the traceability and get it handmade. So I went into a wool shop and I said, can I have your finest Irish wool? And they looked at me like I had two heads and they said, well, we don't do Irish wool. And I was like, what? There's millions of sheep in the country. And that was the point then I started on this journey.
From this point, Zoe set out to research what Irish wool was available, if any, and if it could be spun into yarns for knitting and for fabrics. In recent years, the price of wool has collapsed, and most farmers in Ireland make a loss once they pay the shearer to shear their sheep. It has to be sent to the UK for washing, processing, and is usually only suitable for carpets or insulation. But Zoe continued on in her search.
You know, from the research alone, we know we were world leaders in wool production for centuries. Like an Irish wool cloak was a gift in the courts of France in the 15th century, regarded as a luxury item for the sultans in the Middle East. We have this incredible history of wool. So I went around collecting wool in the back of my car, smelly fleeces with my daughter telling me the car smelled. And I posted it to England because there was nowhere to process it. I became friends with a woman over there who owned a mill who was passionate about the tragedy of Ireland as well, because she was saying Irish wool is fantastic. It has huge potential. And she helped me kind of curate a blend of two breeds that would work for this idea. Mm-hmm. I posted her over wool and what I got back was gold.
Oh, yeah. This is so fine.
Yeah, that's our new lace shawl.
So soft.
So you can feel it. It's
in a warehouse on the farm, Zoe and Lionel collect wool, milling equipment that they've bought to process wool, and finished blankets and garments made from their own wool and the wool from Romney and blue-faced Leicester sheep from other farms. So the products we have in front of us, I mean, they're beautiful. They've got a kind of a honeycomb stitch. Baby blankets, you've got sweaters on the rail there. The feel of them is just extraordinary.
This is our blend of Romney and Blue Face. Right. Yeah, at this point, all the washing has to happen in the UK.
Yeah.
And then we send it to Donegal Yarns currently, mm-hmm. who are okay. spinning it for us. And again, the future picture is to take this all back to Ireland, you know, which will happen in phases. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at really scaling up the supply with the farming end. So we're encouraging farmers to start working again with these breeds, which are going to work for them. Essentially, we're going to be able to provide a place where we can take in all this wool and do a totally vertical system. So we'll be washing it on site and then we'll be spinning it as well. And we'll also always look to work with the experts like in Donegal Yarns who've taught us how to use our yarn, other experts, consultants we work with in the UK who are teaching us because we have lost these skills in Ireland mm-hmm. with Irish wool. We almost don't know what we can do with it.
They were shorn at the end of July.
July.
So they were, yeah.
Okay. And where is that wool now?
It's stored in the shed for the moment, but I'll be doing my wool run next week and it'll be coming with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have farmers with Blueface Leicesters and with Romneys all around Ireland and you're trying to grow that number. I mean, if farmers listening to this were interested in this story and producing Irish wool from start to finish, what would entice them to keep these animals, the Romney and the Blueface?
Well, first of all, if any farmer out there has Romney or a Blueface Leicester sheep, give us a shout.
Okay.
Like literally look up our phone number on the website, aru.eu. Mm-hmm. Like we're paying 10 times the market price for that wool at the moment.
Okay. But it has to be shorn and handled well right from the beginning.
Absolutely. It has to be clean.
Right.
No damp wool or dags in it or, you know, yeah. any dip dye or it has to be clean. But yeah. we're paying like a premium though as well. But yeah, you have to like put a mark in the sand. You have to put a value on Irish wool again. It's the only way it's going to work. If the farmer's not incentivized, there's going to be no supply.
You really do believe the time is ripe to get a wool industry back in Ireland?
It's a world mega trend, going back to natural fibres. And wool is a natural fibre.
Wool is sustainable, lasts for an entire lifetime, can be handed down, has all these regenerative abilities. And it's just an incredible miracle biofibre. Now, there is a huge turning back to this, even globally. So it's just about creating the spaces and places that we can process this and make it viable.
And that was Lionel Mackey and Zoe Daly chatting to Suzanne Campbell. And their website is uru.eu, E-R-I-U.eu. And Lionel says they might even be able to provide you with a market for your wool if you're sheep farming. So thank you very much there from Suzanne Campbell.